college in Dallas is earning kudos for dropping football. Michael Sorrell is president of Paul Quinn College in South Dallas. His aim is to build a new model of the urban college, and he started it with his school's football field. Michael Sorrell turned it into a farm, the We Over Me farm. Now, Chanson Goodson is a soon-to-be junior at Paul Quinn. He is student education coordinator at the farm and is from the local neighborhood. President Sorrell, Chanson, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be here.
President Sorrell, football is usually a rallying point for colleges and alumni and for fundraising. And you turned a football field into a farm. So where did the idea come from?
It came really from two places. One was we were in a food desert, and we weren't getting the kind of support necessary to change that. So we decided we need to do something about it. The second was we wanted to disturb this notion that the only way out of poverty for African-American males is by being athletes. Listen, we love sports, but the business of sports and the businesses associated with sports are far more important than just being athletes. So we spent several years working to attract partners to open up stores and restaurants and grocery stores in the neighborhood, and everyone turned us down. We even went so far as to offer free land to any grocer that would build a grocery store and employ some of our students and people from the community, and no one took us up on it. The straw that broke the camel's back was when a grocer said that the people in that neighborhood didn't look like their customers. So we got angry, and we decided to take matters into our own hand. And we think that in life, you know, people spend far too much time thinking about what they don't have and not enough time about what they do have. And what we did have was a plethora of land that was capable of transforming not just the community, but the college and all points in between.
But how did people react? I mean, football is one of the heart and soul aspects of college life, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't well missed, I guess.
Chanson, what do you mean it wasn't really missed?
I guess the easiest way to say it is that we were never victorious in our triumphs.
That's so diplomatic.
In other words, we lost every game, Lynn.
Badly.
There wasn't any bubbly in the locker room. Okay, I got the picture.
Right.
So, Chanson, what do you actually do at the farm?
Everything under the sun, basically. I go from landscaping to weeding to taking care of the fish to taking care of the aquaponic system. One of my biggest roles is being the student education coordinator, which means I'm in charge of all the volunteer days. Anytime anybody comes to the farm, I'm the person that goes out and talks to people about the farm if they need somebody to come and talk to them. I'm in charge of most of the students there since I'm the most senior of the students and the most hardworking and the most dedicated. So,
but you're unbiased on that point.
Very unbiased.
You know, one of the things that we do, we're a work college. Mm-hmm. And so our students are assigned workstations. And the farm is one of the larger workstations that we have in the work college. And it becomes a part of the overall curriculum of the institution because of our focus on entrepreneurship and teaching them to look at what's possible through relationship building and through offering, you know, great products through great partners.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask both of you. Where do the crops go?
Part of what we do with the crops is we sell them to some of our clients. You know, our largest client is Legends Hospitality with the Dallas Cowboys. So if you go to a Cowboys game and you are eating in the suites, you may very well be enjoying some of the produce that we have grown on the farm. We also sell some to area restaurants. The Green Grocer carries some of our products. Chance, you want to talk about what we do with the community?
Yes. We donate almost 25% of our produce to the North Texas Food Bank so they can give it out to the community. Uh-huh. And then we also work with a church near us called Mount Tabor. They actually have a food bank day themselves.
We think it's incredibly important that, you know, we never lose sight of why we created this opportunity in the first place, and it was to disturb the food desert conditions in our neighborhood. And so, you know, we call the program that where we give food to the community, tithing to the community, because it's consistent with our faith-based principles.
Shanson, how is this going to figure into your future once you graduate?
I guess the best way I can say that is that it gave me a different avenue to take, because I'm in school currently for legal studies, and as you guys know, law is everywhere.
Right.
So I found out that I'm more interested in agricultural law, trying to fight for small farms and ranches. I've actually had a conversation with one of my staff members at school. They wanted me to be a farm lobbyist because I like to deal with things in a political sense instead of, even though I do like being hands-on, I like to make sure the problem is fixed instead of putting duct tape on it. I would like to actually mend the problem, so.
Very interesting way of putting that, instead of the duct tape.
It is. I'm sitting here smiling. I'm like, listen to my student.
I'm just thinking of all the places we have too much duct tape in our lives at the moment. Well, Michael, Jensen, thank you. Fascinating project and an important one. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Definitely.
Michael Sorrell is president of Paul Quinn College, and Jensen Goodson is student education coordinator at the We Over Me Farm at the college.